Do you remember Cesar Sayoc? Do you remember Cesar Sayoc? He was the Donald Trump super fan, if you will, that sent 16 really amateur mail bombs to people that were critics of the president. He has been sentenced now to 20 years in prison. His attacks led to a bit of panic in some places. Cesar Sayoc, of course, according to Slate.com, it led to an incredible national panic. I don't think it was a national panic. I think he was arrested. Florida man is what I think he was. Anyhow, there he is. Cesar Sayoc on his way, 20 years in prison for him. If you missed it, the Trump administration has designated China a currency manipulator. You see, China devalued its currency, the yuan, over the last 48 hours. And the Treasury Department Monday declared China a currency manipulator. First time in 25 years that's happened. The yuan fell to a more than 10-year low against the U.S. dollar overnight. What that does is it increases the value of exports out of China, makes the dollar stronger, which means exports out of America are worth less. And it's all part of this trade and tariff war that's going on. If you missed it, the Dow dropped almost 1,000 points before coming up from the session low yesterday. And this is all part of the back and forth. And the Treasury Department says it will rectify this unfair competitive advantage created by China's latest stunts. The Dow Jones fell for the day 767. It was almost 1,000 points down at one point. But let's be honest, the Dow Jones is still at 25,717. Far above where it began when Donald Trump became president. I think it was 18,000 when he became president. So you look at this, you look at the trade war, the tariff battle, so on and so forth. Wall Street didn't like it. And it's also an excuse for Wall Street to take some cash out of the place. The tech sector off $160 billion, I believe, is what I saw. And there you have it. All right, I've got a solution for you here. It's going to be a boring solution future for you, but here it is. No more meat for you. No meat for you. You understand me? No meat. You understand? Mm-hmm. No soup for you. In this case, no meat for you. According to the United Nations, your favorite little fun fest group and mine, they demand that people must turn to vegetarian and vegan diets now to avert disaster. You, mister, no more meat. No burgers, no bacon, no steaks, no chops, no chicken, no kidding. Nothing. Yeah. People must switch from meat-heavy Western diets to vegetarian or vegan diets to avert climate change, the United Nations-backed report has warned. By 2050, the world will need to produce 56% more food than in 2010 to feed a predicted 9.8 billion people on the planet. In the level of meat and dairy consumption rises in line with current trends, 2.3 million square miles of forest will need to be converted for agriculture. Our system of producing food already accounts for between 25 and 30% of greenhouse gases, according to the UN's Sustainable Food Future Report. Johan Rockström, former director of the Potsdam Institute of Climate Change Impact Research, said, and I quote, "To have any chance of feeding 10 billion people in 2050 with planetary boundaries, we must adopt a healthy, plant-based diet, cut food waste, and invest in technologies that reduce environmental impacts." The part that I agree with is this. We do need to reduce environmental impacts. But back in the 1970s and 1980s, those on the left, these same folks on the left, told us that we would have 250 million people dying every year from famine because there was no way we could feed 7 or 8 billion people on the planet. It was impossible. And yet somehow we've managed to do it, not by cutting meat production, but by expanding production of corn and beans and wheat and sorghum and oats and rice and everything else. Why? Because through technology, we have been able to create more food on less land using less energy than at any time in human history. It's called technology. It's called John Deere. Thank God for Moline, Illinois, right? John Deere and harvesting techniques and practices. And yes, dare I say, Monsanto has helped the world to eat. Now, these, of course, are the demons and the boogeymen of the far left elitists, the wealthy elitists, the children of the rich people on the East Coast will tell you Monsanto is evil and Roundup is evil and John Deere is evil. Well, not really. Because if you're sitting in sub-Saharan Africa with a bowl full of rice, do you think you really care whether it's GMO-free or not? I'm thinking probably not. Give me all the GMO rice you can possibly shove in my throat. That's what I would think, because that kid wants to eat as well he should. So I'm sorry, I'm not going to buy into this hysterical nonsense. The histrionics are all fine and fun and well, but I'm not interested, because these same tired predictions have been going on my entire life. And every single time, mankind, led by America, has found a way to feed the world. You look how much ground and farmland is out of production right now in the United States. If it were put back in, and God forbid, if it's a couple of degrees warmer, extending the growing season throughout the northern United States and Montana and the Dakotas and so forth, we'll create even more food and more food. And if that climate change extends into the prairie provinces of Canada, which includes Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Alberta, and that rich, dark, black dirt that was left behind by the glaciers, oats and peas and corn, we'll grow lots of food. At any rate, the United Nations is wrong again. And I'm just here to help sort it out for you. They are, say it with me, wrong again. Well done, everybody. All right, it's a Tuesday. Oh, New York, shush. No bacon for you. No bacon for you, New York. No bacon. No bacon for you. Yeah. No bacon for you. You have no cheese. No egg. No bacon. Okay, good. It's Tuesday, the 6th of August. My coffee is stronger than normal today, apparently. I'm okay with that. Are you? I'm good. Quick break, and we'll have some final thoughts before we head to hour number two. We'll be right back.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.